All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Hey, say it with me, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Now, if this is your first call of the year, Happy New Year. We miss you. We wish you had been here a little sooner, but we're glad to have you with us. We're going to have a lot of fun on the call tonight. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. Always want to welcome our Japanese friends as well as our Canadian friends that are on the call tonight. Glad to have you with us. Now, you hear people on the call talking about being registered for Ambit Power Trip. Guys, it's coming. Get prepared right now. April 12th, 13th, and 14th, it's going to be at the Wyndham Garden, Dallas North. It's going to be absolutely awesome. The Spring Power Trip is in Dallas this year. That means that if you live in Dallas, you've got no excuse. Go ahead and get registered and get there. And if you live anywhere else, hey, the planes fly into Dallas. Cars go to Dallas. You can make it to Dallas for this big event. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, and you can get information about all the wonderful things that are going on, many different events, an opportunity to tour the corporate facilities, a Q&A opportunity with one or both of our co-founders, and the Friday morning leadership breakfast not to be missed. Guys, it's going to be absolutely awesome. You want to get there, okay? Now, I'm going to kind of get out of the way because we've got the man with us tonight. This gentleman needs no introduction on this call. He's our number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for 10 of the last 11 years. You can expect it to happen again. One of the most generous people I know. Please welcome to the call, founding national consultant, top income earner, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
I'm here, Bear. I appreciate the kind words, and I want to as well encourage everybody to get the Power Trip in Dallas. It's going to be a great one. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com and get registered. We usually sell out in January. It's not sold out yet, but we'll sell out that VIP leadership breakfast combination. So grab an extra seat or two if you plan on putting some people in the business between now and then so that you can get them into the leadership breakfast as we get closer to time. That will sell out, and then eventually the event itself will sell out. So anyway, excited about what we've got going on. I do want to make one other quick announcement. Next week is the Super Bowl. Be Super Bowl Sunday, and this call will occur during the Super Bowl. So I was kind of twixt and between as to whether to have it or not. I don't want to get into a political statement about the Super Bowl and the NFL and all of that, but decided to move the call from Sunday night to the Monday night after Super Bowl. Same call-in number, same everything, same time. And I'm happy to announce that we've got a very, very, very special guest for that special call. The Monday night after Super Bowl, I'll have myself, Jerry Thompson, and a couple other key leaders in Ambit Energy on the call. It's going to be an exciting call. So, again, no call next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to move it one night. So it's a Monday after Super Bowl, same call-in number, same time. And a special guest will be Jerry Thompson, Jr. So make sure you get the word out, get it out on social media. I would ask for that call if you can three-way people in or put together a conference bridge yourself and then bridge into that call. Every time we've had Jerry, we blow the lines out. So, again, that'll be the Monday after Super Bowl, the exact same dial-in number and time. It's going to be a great one. That's February 5th. We'll send out stuff on social media. We'll send out emails, and we'll have somebody cover the 4th in case somebody dials in. So anyway, with no further ado, hopefully you brought pen and paper to the call. I had the distinct honor of going to the EC fly-in this past week. largest group of VCs ever to come in for the fly-in. It was incredible, great energy, great group of folks. Some people have been working the business 6, 7, 8 years. Other people were there within, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. You know, there's a young man, 25 years old, another young man, 27 years old. I mean, what an exciting time in their life to get involved with Ambit Energy at that age with the future that we've got, which is well into the foreseeable future, you know, years and decades and decades and decades. God, whew, I just can't even think about what their future holds with that energy and the charisma those gentlemen have. But it was a great EC fly-in. Heard from corporate sponsors. So I want to talk tonight, all the marketing consultants, regional consultants, and senior consultants, about getting to EC. And then once you get to EC, of course, you want to go on to strive to become a national consultant. And what I want to talk about, and again, hopefully you've got pen and paper, what I want to talk about is the replacement value as you work yourself through the promotion plan. You know, through our compensation plan, as you promote, there's a replacement value. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. We're going to deal with the whole business is built on the unit of regional consultant. You get involved in the business, you put a minimum of 2 people in, you get a total of 6, grab your customer count, you're a regional consultant, you build over to senior consultant. We're not going to get into the customer count. Of course, no one gets promoted without the customer count, not only within the group, but with their personal customer count. I want to talk about consultant count. Okay, so you get into the business, let's count it, that's 1. You have to put 6 people into the business to become a regional consultant, so that's 6, so 1 plus 6 is 7, and then you have to put 18 people into your regional business to become a senior consultant. So with you in your group and 24 more people, a total of 25 people, you promote to senior consultant, okay? So let's talk about that unit, the senior consultant unit, because even though it's built on the base of the regional consultant unit, it'll be easier for you to follow if we deal in units of 25. So when you get in the business, you put 6 people in the business. Speed over strategy 100% of the time. You want to talk to as many people as fast as you can, plug into the system, and if you're going to promote quickly to regional consultant, you're typically going to sponsor 4 or possibly all 6 of those people. You know, if you strategize, you say, okay, well, I'm going to put 2 people in, and then I'm going to help those people get the 4 people, and then I'll take the other people that I would have put in then, and I put them over into my regional code once I become regional. You can certainly do that. You're an independent contractor. You own and operate your own business. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. What I can tell you is that it's a monkey see, monkey do business. So as you do is what your people do. So if you go slow and you're teaching them strategy versus speed, then what happens is they go slow and then they teach the same thing and that group goes slow and then they teach the same thing and that group goes slow. I can tell you that every major earner in the top 10 is a speed demon. In other words, they got there just as fast as they could. So let's talk about this group. To get to senior consultant, you need 25 people. Once you become a senior consultant, as you start to build legs in your senior consultant code, somewhere down in there, you've got to build 5 senior consultants. So 5 times 25 tells you that at a minimum, that's 125 people. Okay? Now, we all know, particularly those of us that are experienced on the call, you're not going to just put 25 people in to get the senior consultant, because as you're building your regional code, your marketing code is still building, and that's just the way it goes. So you're going to have more than 25, but we're talking about absolute minimums here. So you've got 25 people to get yourself promoted to senior consultant. Then you've got to build 125 people at a minimum to get yourself promoted to executive consultant. Well, what I can tell you is that when people get promoted to executive consultants, I go into Power Zone and I basically look how many people do they have in the organization. And I can tell you, you know, on the low end, it runs in the mid twos, and in the higher end, 400 or 500. Just depends on how long they've been in the business, how explosive the first couple of 3-4 people they put in to be that made senior. If it's a fast track group, you know, again, speed over speed over speed, the number's going to be it's going to be smaller. So again, we're just talking minimum. So it takes 25 people for you to promote to senior consultant. Then you've got to put a minimum of 125 people into your business to get to executive consultant. Well, to get to national consultant, it's 5 times 125, right? Because you've got to have 5 executives in your executive code. So that's 625 people. Now, what I can tell you is that when Ray Monty promoted from executive consultant to national consultant, I went into my back office and I saw in my back office that there were over 6,000 people that he had put into my national business before he promoted to his and started to promote to national and then started to build his national business, which is quite a handsome business. So I want to talk about the replacement value, is what I said in the beginning of the call. You know, you have this debate, strategy versus speed. Well, basically, 25 people get you to senior. Okay, senior gets you an additional $80. 125 people get you to executive, and executive gets you another $80. So when you start to look at the tail, in other words, how long, how many people are going to duplicate at the executive level for you at that $80. Well, you become an executive before somebody can code out on you. At a minimum, they've got to put in, at an absolute bare minimum, they've got to put in 625 people. Well, it's impossible to put in 625 people perfectly, so they're going to leave behind a couple thousand people. Well, what if only 1% or 2 people did the same thing? Well, then that's 4,000 people. You know, if 2 people then went and put a couple thousand people in to get promoted out, well, what if out of those 4,000, you got the 1% again? That's 4 people bringing you 2,000 people. That's another 8,000. And then it's 16,000, and then it's 32,000. And so what I'm telling you is that your business really starts when you become a senior consultant. In other words, everything up to there is training money, basically. I mean, you can make a lot of money. You can do the math depending on how wide you go, how many people gather the customer points they need to trigger the bonuses, but and depends on whether you're, you know, in Texas or in the rest of the country or in Japan. You know, the numbers vary a little bit, but somewhere you're going to make somewhere around $2,500 to $3,500 in coding money, typically promoting to senior consultant. That's one-time money. That's the bonuses that you're making one time between the team builder bonuses, the bonuses you get for building your own customer base, and your coding bonuses down in the organization. So you make $2,500 to $3,500 to get to senior consultant. Now you know how to do the business. You're integrated into the system. You're working the system. If you've done it quickly, you've got an organization that's vibrant and growing. But once you become a senior and you start to build your senior business, you get that additional $80 bill. Well, now all of a sudden you can start making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month instead of a one-time effort. So you have to ask yourself, how fast do I want to make the $2,500 to $3,500 to promote to senior? Let's just say it's $3,000 for discussion purposes and the purpose of this call. Now, if you want to make $1,000 a month, take 3 months to get to senior. You know, if you want to make $1,000 a week, take 3 weeks. If you want to make $1,000 a day, take 3 days. So when you sit down and show somebody the kind of money that they can make to get to senior, then you just turn to them and say, John, let me ask you, how fast do you want to make $3,000? Or how fast do you want to make $3,500? And the way that I do that is I say, okay, you get in the business to get the senior, you're going to need 10 customers, and off to the right, I just start writing the dollar amounts, okay? And then if you sponsor 5 of the 6 people to get to regional, and off to the side, and they each get 3 customers apiece, or if you're in Texas, 2 customers apiece, and you write that off to the side, and if 2 out of the 5 earn the bonus that's on right now, and you write that off to the side, or 3 out of the 5, whatever you're comfortable with. And then once you become a regional, if you put 10 of the 18 in and you write those figures off to the side, and 7 of the 10 get the bonus by gathering the 2 extra customers, you write that off to the side, you're going to come up with a figure. And it's going to be a figure that you're comfortable with and they're comfortable with. Again, for discussion purposes, let's say it's $3,000. Then you just turn to them and you say, John, how fast do you want to make $3,000? That's the kind of money that's available here. And this, of course, is after you've determined from them why it is they're building the business. What is their why? And then you're going to work with them and you're going to encourage them and you're going to get in the trenches with them and you're going to help them cause that to happen. Once they become a senior, then what happens is they start making the $80 bills. Well, then you can show them very quickly, what if you duplicated that again with that additional $80? This is the kind of money you would have made. And you can make $3,000 so much faster because the pay code pays you so much more. And what happens is that somebody has to put a lot of people into the business, into your senior business, before they become a senior. And so you can show them how that duplicates. Well, folks, take it a step further. You now become an executive consultant, and regardless of what your promotion level is, it doesn't matter what you're promoting to. If you don't put people in that new code, in other words, if you're a marketing consultant and promote to a regional consultant, or you're a regional consultant promote to senior consultant, or senior promoting to EC, that new code, that $55, that additional $80, the money means nothing to you unless you start to build that business. If you kind of look at it as having different car dealerships, you know, you got your Hyundai dealership and your MC code, and you don't get paid as much and don't make as much profit in your Hyundai business as you do in your Ford business, your RC code, or your Chevrolet business pays you even better in your SC code. And your Cadillac dealership pays you even better in your EC code, and your Rolls Royce dealership, your NC code pays you even better. So the speed at which you get there is important. But what happens is that a person, once you become an EC, they've got to, at a minimum, leave 600, and you're building your EC code, they've got to leave 625 people, which again is an impossibility because you can't build it in a perfect world, times $80 a piece. In order for them to promote out and become a national. Folks, I can tell you it's around 2,000. Do the math on 2,000 times $80 a piece and tell me how fast do you want to get to executive consultant. You see, once you get to executive consultant, they're going to send you a kit, and it's a kit for you to measure your finger ring, and you're going to send it back to them, and they're going to send you a sterling silver diamond studded EC ring. Not going to cost you a dime. Then they're going to hop you on a plane, all expenses paid for you and your spouse or your business partner, and they're going to fly you into Dallas, Texas. They're going to pick you up in a limousine. They put us up in the Adolphus Hotel. If you're not familiar with that, it was built by Adolphus Bush of the Bush Beer family right after Prohibition as his thank you to Dallas for supporting Bush Beer. Several presidents have stayed there. The Queen of England has stayed there. The Prince of England has stayed there. I mean, celebrity after celebrity after celebrity has stayed there. You're going to sleep in one of those rooms. You're going to sleep in one of those rooms that one of those celebrities slept in one of the most significant, historically significant hotels in the United States of America. And it's all expenses paid. They're going to have a nice welcome gift there for you. They're going to take you on tours, they're going to feed you, they're going to take you to a nice dinner on Wednesday evening. They're going to tour you and put you in front of the executives of the company. If Chris is in Japan, of course, he's not there. He used to make them all before Japan launch. He wasn't there this time because he's back in Japan, but Jerry's going to come talk to you. There's going to be an executive questionnaire period where, you know, you're going to sit there and ask John Burke questions and Jerry questions. The heads of all the departments are going to come talk to you. I'll be there, and another leader or two from Ambit is going to be there. And then they're going to have a farewell dinner like no other. I mean, it was incredible. You know, filet mignon, I mean, just absolutely incredible. Limo buses to and from everywhere during the day. And then the next morning, you're going to wake up. The third day, you're going to wake up. You're going to have breakfast, and a limo is going to take you back to the airport to get on that prepaid plane ticket to take you back to where you came from. You know, that's incredible. You know, for the company to do something like that, to give you the close-up, feely-touchy of the call center and all the leadership there and of corporate on Lamar, I mean, it's incredible. But what's even more incredible is the income opportunity of that $80 bill in the EC code. So I don't know where you are in the business. You know, some of you are on this call for the first time, and what I've said doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you. Others have been on this call for years and years and years, and maybe you're a regional consultant or you're a senior consultant. What I'm here to tell you is that you've got to put the blinders on. You've got to charge forward. You've got to make the decision that for why you're doing this business, whether it's the kids' college fund or get out of the apartment into a home or a nicer car or pay off debt or some sort of medical reason, whatever it is that you're doing this business for, you need to keep that first and foremost and upfront in your mentality 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and stay focused and go make it happen for you and your family. Because when you get to EC and you start putting people in your EC code, what you've done is you've put yourself in a position. It's not guaranteed. It's going to take a lot of work. And if you run around saying, I'm an EC, and you don't put people in your EC code that are building the business, you know, the promotion financially is going to be nothing to you. You're going to get a nice ring, you're going to get a nice trip, and you're not going to make a whole lot of money. But if you'll start to build that EC code, once you promote to SC, you'll start to build that SC code. You'll see a dramatic increase in your revenue, and you'll, instead of crawling, you'll start walking, and then you'll start running, and then you'll get on a motorcycle, and then you'll get on a Lamborghini, and then all of a sudden you're going to get on a rocket ship. The biggest piece of our pay code, and I know a lot of you are going to got the little man, little woman talking in the back of your head right now. When I say this, the chatter is going to increase. The biggest part of our pay code is the national consultant pay code, that $25, that 25 cents. And the reason is that when somebody gets to national, a person's replacement to code out at national is so great that it has a perpetual motion. I mean, to this day, I get paid yearly thousands and thousands of people that are in my national code that was started by Ray Money or was started by John Haas or Mike Obey or any of the other nationals that I have in my business. The bottom line is that money is a perpetual money machine. It has even though it's a one-time payment, because of the replacement value, it has a residual effect. So if you're an EC or you're an NC on this call, you know, bottom line is you need to work like your hair's on fire because you can create generational wealth. If you're an SC on this call, you've got to get on the whatever it takes program. I mean, I'm talking about 100% focused on your why and get on the whatever it takes program and earn the right to step into leadership at the EC level. You know, they call EC excessive cash, okay? And it's excessive cash if you go to work in your EC code. I tell you, it's an honor. I've made every EC fly-in except for a wedding that I had to go to. I missed one since they started. You know, I always say keep God first, family second, and everything else will will wait. And I was invited to a wedding with some folks that I consider very, very close family. And, you know, business had to wait, and I had to go to the wedding, and never regret those decisions. You know, keep your God first, your family second, and business can come in ambit, and the rest of your life can come behind that. And what I can tell you is that if you'll move your priorities up in that third category, you know, maybe you play poker, you play bridge, you know, what about giving it up once a month or once a week? Maybe you watch TV, you know, a couple, 3 hours. What about finding a quiet place in your house and jamming the phone or working on your written list? You know, whatever it is that you're doing, everybody has 24 hours in the day. If you keep God first, family second, and then you move everything else up and you prioritize ambit, what will happen is that promotion will happen quicker. When that promotion happens quicker and you start to build that new promoted code, that revenue starts flowing faster. And then you do it again and again and again, all the way to the top to national consultant. And what happens is that you've got generational wealth, life-changing wealth. You've got walk-away wealth. You know, at some point in the future, I'm going to retire. You know, I don't have to do this for the money anymore. I do it because I love it. And I do it because it empowers people. But at some point in time, I'm not going to do Sunday night calls. You know, I'll show up at Ambition. I'll do whatever they ask me to do at Ambition. I may or may not continue doing power trips. You know, they might not last forever either. I might come out and help a friend out and do a rally every once in a while. I might go to Japan once a year at that point. You know, Japan will be up and blowing and going. It already is. It's doing fantastic. But the bottom line is, at some point, I don't think there's one person that gets involved in Ambit Energy and says, my goal is to do Ambit Energy the rest of my life. Your goal is to make life-changing income, and then once you have that lifestyle and that life change, to go enjoy the rest of your life. You know, no one signed up in Ambit and said, this is my life's work. I never want to do anything else. The bottom line, you signed up in Ambit because it could be a game changer. And when it changes the game for you and your family, then you need to move on and go enjoy life. That's what it's all about. You spend more time with your family, do something for the good of the world or your community or a nonprofit, whatever it is that gets you excited. There's something in a life beyond Ambit, but there's not a life beyond Ambit with Ambit income if you don't promote the marketing plan. Your business really starts at senior consultant, and if you're managing consultant marketing consultant or a regional consultant in this business, you might find that depressing. But whether it takes you a month, a year, or 10 years, you got to get yourself promoted. And then if you're a senior consultant, you got to do whatever it takes to get yourself promoted to executive consultant. You know, I was at the EC fly-in and had the pleasure of sitting next to a woman who told me, you know, it took her 7 years to get to EC. More power to her. She's a doctor. I mean, for God's sake, it's not like she didn't have anything to do. Very, very busy person, okay? But she just stayed at it at whatever time commitment she had, you know, and there were times where she set it aside because she had some family issues, some health issues, and other things. Bottom line is she made it. And with that same perseverance, she's going to go on and make national consultant. There wasn't one EC in that EC fly-in that didn't say they wanted to make a national consultant, and there wasn't one that didn't believe they couldn't make $100,000 a month in this business. Well, make $100,000 a month in this business, by default, when you get to headed towards that type of money, you're going to become a national consultant, and you're going to start building your national consultant business. You know, the bottom line, folks, is you've got an opportunity like no other. There's no other opportunity where for $75 and 1 month's website, somewhere in the $100 range, a couple of dollars on top of that for tax, that you can go out and make millions of dollars. And there's people in this business making millions of dollars on an annual basis. The question you have to ask yourself, is that person going to be me? And if it is going to be you, then what you have to do is you have to promote through the marketing plan, empower as many people as you can. You know, if you bury yourself in the success of others, yours becomes a byproduct of it, and that's how you go to the top. Go out there, help some people, have a lot of fun doing it. Hope you make it to Power Trip, ambitpowertrip.com. I also wanted to tell you guys that if you're calling in from the Houston area or anywhere close to the Houston, Texas area, you got a great event. It's a Millionaire Mastermind event, and it's on February 10th, 2018. You're going to have Philip Eckert there, $20 million earner. You're going to have Frank Smalling there, $5 million earner. You're going to have Twin Bowie. You're going to have Pastor Kenny, Nir Golan, and Mark Guerrero, all $1 million earners. You're going to have $4 million earners, a $5 million earner, and a $20 million earner there. And you're going to have some other great speakers as well. It's incredible. You need to plug in with your people in Houston, get everybody there. If you're from Dallas or anywhere around, get down to that event on February 10th. It's gonna be a great one. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Bear, open it back up. Let everybody say good night.
Awesome call, Brian. And one more reminder: no call next Sunday night. Monday night, we're gonna have you and CEO Jerry Thompson and a few others on the call. We'll look forward to that. Okay, thank you, sir. Folks, I wouldn't recommend that you try to explain what you heard on the call tonight. Hopefully you got it, but you may want to listen to it again. And you can go to topambitleaders.com, and you'll be able to hear a recording of this call tonight. I recommend that you give us a day or so to get it online, but go to topambitleaders.com. Not only can you hear it again, but for those people on your team that need to hear this call, you can share the recording with them and remind them, of course, next week, the Sunday night call will be on Monday night. Thank you, sir, for being on the call. I'm going to open up the lines and let the people on the call say thank you as well. Hold on.